Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I'm joined by Aaron Bello, CMO of ASOX. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. Good to be here. Thank you.
Aaron, you talked to me last year about ASOX and what was going on with the company. A very exciting and vibrant entrance into the networking arena. Why don't you give us a background on ASOX?
Sure. We at ASOX are focused in creating a fully virtualized network. We focus on the radio access network and specifically on the base station product, where we work to virtualize all the functions and layers from signal processing through stack to management of the solution.
Last year, we talked a lot about the products that you were bringing to market, and I was just reviewing my notes for this episode. You guys have been busy.
Yes, since last year, where we have what we call our second generation solution, which consisted of software running in servers, hardware acceleration based on FPGA. We made several key partnerships, and this Mobile World Congress, we're introducing our third generation solution in collaboration with Intel, HPE, several other that we touch based, and EASIC, where we come with new generation of hardware acceleration and software that is much more optimized and basically ready for trials toward commercialization.
So let's break down the collaborations. You said that you're collaborating with Intel and having a new flavor to our collaboration. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, in the past year, we have increased our collaboration with Intel in two main areas. One of the area is toward the virtualization. We are working with the Wind River of Intel and integrated our VNF virtual network function of a base station with the Wind River Titanium server OpenStack. The other area is real-time optimization of the network interface via advanced technologies such as DBDK and SRIOV, single root IO virtualization, that enable transport of packets at a very low latency and optimized manner.
Now, you mentioned a collaboration with HPE as well. Tell me about that one.
We've been collaborating with HPE on NFV infrastructure, the HPE servers and associated components for over a year. But last week we announced it. We increased the collaboration with HPE, and we're going to pre-integrate our software into the HPE NFV cloud solution. It's going to be a VNF available within the HPE cloud environment. This can address several questions we got from service providers about the preferred cloud environment that our solution will run into. And this gives them the type of carrier grade and scalability of a solution and a company they're looking for.
So when you take a look at these collaborations, how does that improve your ability to get solutions activated into carriers? And what are you driving in terms of collaborations with carriers in the marketplace?
On one hand, we provide the radio function and the proof of concept that we are involved at to present the level of functionality, throughput, performance, and feature set that they are expecting from a base station function, whether it's traditional or virtualized. And this is one focus. The second one is the virtualization aspect, the cloud type, the carrier grade and performance in terms of the virtualization. And the collaborations we had with Intel, Wind River, and HPE in this area were the leaders in IT, definitely put us at the forefront of innovation, technology, solutions, and so on.
And when you look at the progress that you've made in the market, what do you think that that says about the maturation of virtualized network solutions in the marketplace? And where do you see the market going in 2016?
Actually, something very interesting is last year, I think ASOX and Intel were probably the only organizations at Mobile World Congress that discussed virtualized RAN and virtualized network. And if you walk around here, you see nearly any base station vendor claiming they have virtual RAN. But if you dig down into the solution, what you see is they start really with only virtualization of the management, or maybe in some cases the very upper layers of the base station product. where I think both Intel and ASUX has a joint vision to get to a fully virtualized base station that start with the end in mind, to really enable carriers one platform for all type of base station, enhance performance via the fact that the network is virtualized and can be synchronized in a very real-time manner, and a future-proof network to 5G that can serve the different applications like IoT, connected cars, new type of healthcare, augmented reality, that will all come with different subset of requirements which Virtual RAN can address. So while you will see traditional base station vendors announcing and claiming Virtual RAN, when you dig down, you will find it's initially only in the upper layers. At the ASUX and Intel case, we provide full virtualization at start. Now, we are at proof of concept stage right now. We are targeting trials with leading carriers later this year. And following that, we will commercialize the solution end of this year or sometime next year. That would be the plan ahead.
And the other proof of the compelling solutions that you're delivering to the marketplace is your ability to assemble an ecosystem. And you have displayed that at Mobile World Congress. So do you want to tell me a little bit about what you've got going on?
Of course, as a startup company, we are very proud and pleased with the ecosystem we have built over the last year or so. I think what's unique about our ecosystem that it span from the heart of the technology and components, companies such as Intel and EAC that bring innovation in that area and scale up through software with companies like Radisys, Wind River, and Polaris Networks that deliver different components of software, where we, especially in the stack area and layer one, we virtualize everything. On the cloud, we have Wind River and HPE that provide the cloud solution. We also partner with test equipment provider. So we have Keysight and Sarocal and Cobham with the TM500 for user emulator. We partner with IMA, which is the Israeli Mobile Association. They are also an HPE Open NFV lab locally in Israel. And on top of all that, we have both Telefonica and Telecom Italia Mobile team that endorse our Mobile World Congress 2016 demo. Again, spanning from silicon and technology via software and management to leading carriers of the world.
I'm sure that people want to learn more about your company. So where should they go to find out more and connect with you guys?
www.asuxnetworks.com or even contact me directly at iran@asuxnetworks.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you, Allison. Pleasure to be here and looking forward to talk again soon.